This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government will soon introduce the National Counter-Terrorism Policy and Strategy, a new reform to combat terrorism. Mr. Shah was speaking during the inaugural address of the two-day Anti-Terror Conference 2024 being organized by the National Investigation Agency or NIA in New Delhi. He said looking at the period from 2006 to 2013 and from 2014 to 2021, there has been a 70% reduction in terrorist incidents. The minister said in the last 10 years, the government of India followed a solid strategy against terrorism and a strong ecosystem to fight against terrorism has been created within the country. The conference has a key focus on fostering coordination among various stakeholders to tackle terrorism through a unified, whole-of-the-government approach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement One Rank, One Pension or OROP was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completed 10 years today, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicate their lives to protect the nation. He said over the decade, lakhs of pensioners and pensioner families have benefited from this landmark initiative. Prime Minister Modi said, beyond the numbers, OROP represents the government's commitment to the well-being of the armed forces. The OROP scheme is a transformative scheme implemented by the government to ensure fair and equal pension payments for ex-servicemen. The scheme ensures that veterans who retire at the same rank and with the same length of service receive equal pensions regardless of their retirement date. The Ministry of Defence said the total financial implication for OROP scheme in the current fiscal year is over 4,468 crore rupees. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has doubled penalties against stubble burning. The government has notified the new rules, Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas, imposition, collection and utilization of environmental compensation for stubble burning, amendment rules 2024 yesterday. As per the new rules, farmers with less than 2 acres of land holding will have to pay 5,000 rupees now, which was earlier 2,500 rupees. The farmers having an area of land of 2 to 5 acres will have to pay an environmental compensation of 10,000 rupees per incidence. Those farmers who hold land more than 5 acres have to pay an environmental compensation of 30,000 rupees. The Jammu and Kashmir Assembly was adjourned for the day today as the members of the opposition created uproar over the passage of resolution seeking restoration of special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. The resolution moved by Deputy Chief Minister and National Conference leader Surinder Kumar Chaudhary was passed by the House through voice vote yesterday. As soon as the session commenced today, the BJP legislators, led by Leader of Opposition Sunil Sharma, voiced their opposition to the resolution, terming it as unconstitutional. Several members tried to enter the well of the House, who were then marshalled out on the directions of the Speaker, Abdul Rahim Rathher. Amidst sloganeering and counter-sloganeering, the Speaker initially adjourned the House for 15 minutes. However, as the pandemonium continued, the Speaker later adjourned the House for the day. President Draupadi Murmu received a ceremonial guard of honour at INS Hansa, the Naval Air Station in Goa this morning. The President will witness the full spectrum of multi-domain naval operations at sea aboard the indigenous aircraft carrier INS Vikrant later in the day. It includes surface ships operations, battle actions, submarine exercises, air power demonstrations comprising takeoff and landings by deck-based fighter aircraft and helicopters and a flypast by naval aircraft. Today is the third day of the ongoing Chhath Puja celebrations. Devotees will offer Sandhya Arghya or evening oblation to the setting sun at different Chhath Ghats located on the banks of river. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the occasion of Chhath Puja. In her message, the President said that Chhath Puja is an occasion to worship the sun. And the last rites of renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha were held with full state honours at Patna in Bihar today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.